In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is difficult. Indeed, it is impossible to live against the desires of the flesh. As children of Adam and Eve, we are held captive to this flesh and its desires. It is so easy to follow the desires of our flesh. As St. Paul says, for the good that I will to do, that I do not do, and the evil I will not to do, that I keep on doing. In truth, we are in a world and society which glorify the wants and desires of the flesh. We are surrounded by a constant barrage of messages to live for the moment or to live life with no regrets. This is the message of Satan. It's the message Satan had for Adam and Eve. It is the message which encouraged Joseph's brothers to sell Joseph into slavery. It is this desire which moved David to commit adultery with Bathsheba. It was this desire which moved Jezebel to have Naboth killed so that she could claim his vineyard for her husband. This desire moved Peter to deny his Lord and for Judas to kill himself. The desire of the flesh is to live for oneself. The passions and desires of the flesh are very strong. It may be easy to look at the sins of others, Adam and Eve, Joseph's brothers, David, Jezebel, Peter, and Judas, and maybe even our family, our friends, neighbors, and co-workers. Yet the same passions and desires which led these biblical figures into sin are the same passions and desires which lead you and me into sin. You know the darkness of your thoughts, the doubting of God's goodness, the anger you have toward family, friends, and strangers, the lust that you have towards someone who is not your spouse, the greed to acquire more wealth and possessions, and the comfort you find in these things. It's all there. And it proves that you and I are sinners, separated from God because of our sin. Thankfully for Adam and Eve, for Joseph's brothers, for David, and for Peter, the Lord brought them to repentance through the preaching of God's word and bestowed on them the forgiveness of sins. They received the ministry of faithful prophets and shepherds. They were restored to God's grace and favor, and they enjoyed peace with Him. Even so, for you, the triune God has sent His shepherds to you to restore you to Himself and to give you peace through the forgiveness of all your sins. However, for Jezebel and Judas, they rejected God's word of repentance and forgiveness. They rejected the ministry of the faithful shepherds, and they believed the lies of the false prophets and false shepherds. As such, they perished in their sins and unbelief. They received God's wrath and eternal punishment. And truly, there are many in this world, like Jezebel and Judas, who have rejected God's word and live unrepentant lives, and who will not enter the kingdom of heaven. After hearing today's readings, there's one thing that you and I can be certain of. False prophets will find their way into your lives. You are not immune. Like savage wolves, they want to rip you away from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord and his prophets warn of these false teachers and preachers so that you will be alert or aware. St. Paul speaks with certainty, I know this, savage wolves will come among you, not sparing the flock. Jeremiah warns us, saying, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. False prophets make you worthless. It's a very strong statement. They make you worthless because they separate you from the worthiness of Christ. False prophets make you worthless by turning you away from Christ and his righteousness so that you now will look upon yourselves as good and noble and righteous. False prophets want to turn you away from the worthiness and righteousness of Christ. Jeremiah's warning about false shepherds is directed against the believer's unbelieving nature. Yes, we have that sinner saint, that believer unbeliever struggle within us. And that unbeliever wants to listen to the words of these false shepherds. Our old Adam does not want to hear the call to repentance. Our old Adam wants to hear the message that all is well and that God is pleased with you just the way you are. Yet Jeremiah is warning us, be aware of these false prophets. These false prophets will not preach repentance of sins, but contentment in sins. These false prophets will not proclaim the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ, but will encourage you to find peace with God through your own good works. These false prophets will not turn you to the righteousness of Christ, but they will turn you inward to a self-righteousness. False prophets will encourage you to follow your heart. That's the mantra of modern America. It is not your heart which brings you good. It is the heart of Jesus that brings good. Out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. In contrast, out of the heart of Jesus flowed water and blood, as the atoning sacrifice which cleanses you of all unholiness and unrighteousness. From the heart of man came sin and death. From the very heart of God came forth compassion, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Your total worth is found only in union with Christ. The embodiment of true heavenly righteousness is given to you as you have been baptized into Christ Jesus. As you cling to Jesus, you receive his righteousness. You are and you have everything that comes from Jesus. Holiness and innocence, righteousness and blessedness. All these through the suffering and death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we just sang, Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. And with that have freely given blessings countless as the sand to the unthankful and the evil with your own unsparing hand. St. Paul reminds the Ephesian pastors that the church on earth will always be the church militant, struggling with sin, with misbelief, and with false doctrine. And that struggle is both from within, that old Adam, and from without, the false prophets. Enemies of the faith will attack the church. For I know this, St. Paul says, after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Behind all false prophets, false preachers, and false teachers is the one false prophet, preacher, and teacher, Satan. From the beginning, the devil has sought to seduce man with sweet words, which are really, in essence, foul and bitter. The devil disguises himself as an angel of light. He may appear docile and kind, but he is anything but that. He is that ravenous wolf who seeks to destroy God's creation and separate you from your heavenly Father. Do not underestimate the work of Satan and his false prophets. They will go to great efforts to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. The false prophets of this world are numerous and appear to have great success. But this is an illusion. Remember Elijah? He was outnumbered by the false prophets. If you consider the false prophets of both Baal and Asherah, it was nearly 1,000 to 1. It wasn't the majority that was right. It was the one true prophet. Elijah was the true prophet sent by God. The Lord God delivered Elijah from his enemies and gave him victory. When it comes to the true prophets, the world cannot see the multitude of the heavenly host who defends Christ's bride, the church. As one of the prophets revealed to his servant, the many multitude of angels which surround us and help us and defend us. The world cannot see it. They cannot see the power of Christ's cross to deliver you from sin and death. To the world, this cross is but foolishness. The world cannot see the power of Christ's word, which declares you righteous and holy. The world cannot see the most excellent gift given to you in your baptism, where the triune God has forgiven all your sins and claimed you as his own dear child. The world cannot see the most precious gift given to you as you kneel at this altar rail. And from God's altar, you are given the very body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. These are powerful things which are given to you. Satan wants you to see Christ as weak and ineffective. But Isaiah, that true prophet of God, boldly declared of Christ and his suffering, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." The power of Christ the suffering servant is that he and he alone is able to restore you to his Father. And this he did by giving you peace and healing you through his suffering, death, and resurrection. The goal of Satan and his false prophets is to separate you from God. Yet in the shedding of Christ's blood and his promise in your baptismal waters, God has sealed himself to you. God's own child, you can gladly say it. You are baptized into Christ. The Spirit bears witness that you are children and heirs of God. This is why St. Paul can boldly proclaim, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing, created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the promise which the triune God makes with you, and which his prophets proclaim to you. Nothing will separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. How can anything separate you from the God who chose to come among you in your very flesh and be your brother? How can anything separate you from him who bound himself to you in the waters of baptism? In those waters, he made a promise to you to forgive, to renew, to restore, and to comfort. What on earth is of greater value than the precious body and blood of Jesus by which you are fed and nourished at the Lord's table? As you eat and drink of Christ's body and blood at this table, Christ gives you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Where you and I desire to follow our hearts, Christ fulfilled the desire of his Father, of his Father's heart toward you. God loved the world so that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In fulfillment of God's love for the world, Christ is the gift of love to bring light and life to a world trapped in darkness and death. Christ is the shepherd of his Father's sheep. And he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My sins fill me with care, yet I will not despair. I build on Christ who loves me. From this rock nothing moves me. To him I will surrender, to him my soul's defender. O Jesus Christ, my Lord, so meek in deed and word, you suffered death to save us. Because your love would have us be heirs of heavenly gladness when ends this life of sadness." Christ is the great prophet, the true prophet sent from his Father. As the true prophet of God, Christ proclaims peace to a world through the blood of his cross. That peace has been bestowed on you in your baptism. That peace is lavished upon you in the preaching of Christ crucified. And that peace nourishes you with the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation in Christ's body and blood of the Lord's Supper. I join St. Paul and say, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. In the name of Jesus, amen." Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.